The puzzle we came up with was an if-then rule. We asked the bees to learn not just to go to a certain colour, but to a certain coloured flower, only when it's in a certain pattern. They were only rewarded if they went to the yellow flowers, if the yellow flowers were surrounded by the blue, or if the blue flowers were surrounded by the yellow. Now, there's a number of different rules the bees can learn to solve this puzzle. The interesting question is, which? What was really exciting about this project was we, and Bo, had no idea whether it was work. It was completely new and no one had done it before, including adults.
Including the teachers. And that was really hard for the teachers. It's easy for a scientist to go in and not have a clue what he's doing, because that's what we do in the lab. But for a teacher not to know what's going to happen at the end of the day. So much of the credit goes to Dave Strudwick, who is the collaborator on this project. Okay? So I'm not going to go through the whole details of the study, because actually you can read about it. But the next step is observation. So here are some of the students doing the observations. They're recording the data of where the bees fly.
What we're going to do.
Oh,
is she still going up here?
Yeah.
So you keep track, Mish.
Wait, can you help me, Henry?
Can you help me, Henry? What good scientist says that? Right?
And two up there. And two.
Right, so we've got our observations, we've got our data. They do the simple mathematics, averaging, et cetera, et cetera. And now we want to share. That's the next step. So we're going to write this up and try to submit this for publication. Right? So we have to write it up. So we go, of course, to the pub. All right? The one on the left is mine. Okay? Now, I told them, a paper has four different sections, an introduction, a methods, a results, a discussion. The introduction says, what's the question and why? Methods, what did you do? Results, what was the observation? And the discussion is, who cares? Right? That's a science paper, basically.